Hey everybody, welcome back to the Clean Slate Podcast. This is episode 3 of our 31 Days of Halloween Marathon. I'm your host, Carson Phillips, here with my always lovely, always dapper co-host, Daniel Garza.
Thank you. Wow, that was such an introduction. What's up, everyone?
It's all lies.
All right, guys. So for today's video, we have
Monster House.
Monster House. This is a classic. We grew up on this one.
I remember watching this with you as a kid.
Really? When?
Yeah, I have a okay, you ready? The first time I think I saw Monster House?
I think I know. I have the
Let's paint the picture.
I have the memory in my head, but I'm wondering if it's the same one.
Boogers in my nose, probably.
Probably.
Black bowl cut.
Yep.
In my head.
Yep.
Yep. With a Daniel who also has a bowl cut, but with blonde highlights. And I'm pretty sure you had this on PSP. And I remember watching it on PSP with you.
Yeah.
And I think it was maybe a sleepover, or we might have been camping somewhere.
Okay.
I don't know. It might not have been the first time I saw it, but I do remember.
Okay.
We watched it on your, because I remember that PSP.
My blue PSP.
Like, yeah. And I remember the way the disc of Monster House looked. Like, I Googled this the other day and I was like, I want to find that and buy it. Great movie.
It's so funny. I think it does kind of hold up.
I think so. I was a little worried about like going into it when I saw you like put it on the list. I was like, the animation might not hold up is what I was thinking. It does. It looks fine.
It does. Yeah. I watched it on the big screen and it actually did pretty well. So guys, if you've never seen or heard of Monster House, this is the log line. Three teens discover that their neighbor's house is really a living, breathing, scary monster.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, so this movie came out in 2006. It is damn near what, like...
It's old.
Yeah, 12, 14 years old.
I was worried their faces would look weird.
Yeah.
Just because I think a couple years later, maybe a year later, what's the stupid Christmas one with the train?
Oh, yeah.
Polar Express came out. I know everybody loves that movie, but the faces are too realistic to where it looks bad almost.
Mm-hmm.
In this, the faces are just cartoony enough still. That to me, it didn't freak me out or anything like that, like on a rewatch.
Yeah, when you watch this, you definitely have to kind of be in the mindset of a Tim Burton style animation.
Okay.
What is it called?
Like almost like stop motion.
Yeah, it almost feels like that a little bit. Or if you ever saw James and the Giant Peach. But yeah, it kind of has that like animation style to it, which is, it's fun. It's definitely a style. Honestly, this movie it's kind of cringe at times. It is very funny.
Oh, it's cringy.
Like
the
first moment that for me was cringy was when he tries Chowder tries to shoot the ball into the hoop and it hits the rim. Yeah. It hits him in the face.
No,
and he goes, "Oh my god!"
That's so funny, dude.
You're a dork. And I was just like, "Ugh."
Okay.
Just like
when what's his name? DJ. When DJ tries to make a joke, it's not funny.
Yeah.
But everything Chowder says is hilarious to me.
Yeah, Chowder is really funny. He's kind of the Duff of the group.
Oh yeah,
and but
it reminds me of some friends I've had.
Yep, 100%. You were that friend though.
No, I think we're in this movie. We're both DJ because I was thinking about like, am I the Chowder? And I was like, no, to Daniel's DJ, and I was like, I think we're both DJ.
Yeah, we really are. Like, we're both sucks. Alphas. No.
Dang, you never have two alphas on one podcast.
That's why this podcast is gonna be great. But this movie, honestly, it was fun to rewatch, kind of go back into the childhood. The movie does take place around Halloween. That's one of the reasons why I picked it. This was off my list.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
And it really made me like, I want to go trick-or-treating and I want to like stare at the scary house that I can't go to.
Exactly.
Probably just my house.
Yeah, but this, I mean, it really was. That's what your house looked like growing up.
That's
but honestly, this
large woman,
this movie, I think it does a great job in just about every single way. Like, it sets up the story pretty good.
It's a cool plot. I like
it. It establishes like the, you know, what you think is the horror of the film, but not really.
Yeah,
until later on you find out. And then the only bad part about this film is about the 5 minute exposition scene of like the whole wife scene at the end, which I was like,
The flashback.
Yeah, it wasn't.
But it explains things pretty well.
It does.
I mean, it's for kids.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, you know what's crazy that I found out while looking at this is one of the co-writers is Dan Harmon.
Oh, really?
He created Community and Rick and Morty.
That's so funny, dude. Dan Harmon is hilarious.
Of the greatest shows.
Yeah.
And his stand-up's really funny. Harmontown, check it out. But also, the producers are an insane amount of people. So there's a lot of producers on this, but one of them is Spielberg.
Wow.
Steven Spielberg.
Actually, no, I didn't know
and
that.
This is a couple years before 1010,
mm-hmm.
right? Which is another like high-tech animated movie. And then Robert Zemeckis is also a producer on this, and he did Polar Express, among other things. But yeah, it's just kind of interesting how some of these huge people were involved with this.
And there's also a lot of hidden gems in actors-wise. Like DJ is Mitchell Musso.
Yeah, Mitchell Musso from Hannah Montana.
Steve Buscemi, who is Nevercracker, who is the old man that lives in the house.
So good. He's so good in this
Fred
role,
Willard
too.
Is the dad.
Yep.
Catherine O'Hara is the mom. And then we have Maggie Gyllenhaal, who is Z, the babysitter.
She plays the babysitter.
We have
she's funny. That feels like a real babysitter. Like, I think I have
her. Oh, yeah, 100%.
As a babysitter.
And then we have Kevin James, who plays literally, like, this two-minute, like...
He's Mall Cop.
Yeah, Mall Cop.
In the movie, though.
And
in
then
this movie, too.
Nick Cannon, John Heder, or Heder. John Heder.
Yeah.
Which is... It's
really
Napoleon Dynamite. He's in this film,
yeah.
So... I mean,
he plays a really fun character too.
Yeah, so it's really kind of interesting of like how many pretty big name actors are in this film. But this movie, I mean, it wasn't that big of a hit when it came out. It was kind of just like
I think it was small.
Yeah, it was a small. It wasn't crazy.
Yeah, I think kids would still like this movie. I mean, I remember it being a little creepy.
Yeah, it definitely
it's like
has
the right
moments.
Amount of creepy.
Yeah. I think that honestly,
it's not going to traumatize you.
The biggest creepy part is Nevercracker. Just that was the part that scared me when I was 9 when this movie came out.
Yeah, and he's like a terrifying old man.
Yeah,
you've seen this old man, you know.
Yeah, but that's really only the scary part in this. I think
I don't know. When the house is eating people, when I was a kid, I was like, those people are dead.
Yeah, exactly. But they actually don't.
But
die.
They come back later because it's a kid's movie. But in my mind, I was like, oh my god. Those people are getting chomped by a house. That's horrible. Did you pick up on any of the there's some like really funny jokes in this that I did not pick up on as a kid.
Which ones?
Like when they're looking at the uvula.
Oh, I was just about to say that, the uvula.
That's so funny.
He's like,
dude.
Oh, so it's a girl house. No, everybody has a uvula. Not me.
Yeah. Alyssa and I were trying to figure out what he was talking about, and we were laughing about it so hard.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, this movie's fun. I really enjoyed it. I don't know if we should go into it that much deeper.
No, I don't think we need to analyze it. I mean, there's some good lessons that can be learned from this. Like, don't judge people just by the way they look. There might be other stuff going on behind them.
Or, like, just by the way their actions. Because in the end of the movie, like, spoiler alert, Nevercracker is actually trying to protect kids from the house that is a monster. Like, he's almost a prisoner in the house, which is...
There's also kind of, like let go of the past, I guess, in a certain way.
Yeah, that too.
And then maybe like don't forget to be a kid every now and then, because like DJ doesn't want to celebrate Halloween anymore
because he feels like he's
but by
too.
The end of it they're like, Halloween's worth it, you know.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Let's go get candy. So it's a really fun, wholesome movie. I mean, there's a little bit of crude moments in it, but nothing that this world
Not
can't handle
bad.
Today
this is probably more appropriate than most kids movies.
Yeah, really it is. So I still like this movie. I think it holds up for the most part.
Very quotable.
So that's Monster House for you guys. If you want to go check it out, it's fun. You know, if you guys have some kids, watch it with your kids. And if you are a 90s kid like Carson and I are, then go relive some of your old memories with Monster House.
That's a clean slate.
Wait, what? That wasn't even
what?
A fit. That was
Is that
just
not
me.
Where we're ending?
No, I mean,
I thought that was your outro.
That was just me ending the Monster House. We got to still end the podcast.
Okay, end the podcast. You should leave all this in.
All right, everybody. So that is our third film in our Halloween special.
Yeah, that's three. Wow, we're moving
along.
We
are chugging right along, guys. I hope you're enjoying this. And hopefully you guys get a chance to watch some of these movies as we're talking about them. If you agree with us or disagree with us, let us know, because we are interested in what you think, kind of. So guys, keep
only kind of
follow us, and we will be posting some more stuff as the days go on. So keep up with that.
That's a clean slate.